Good morning. This is Long Island Morning Edition on 88.3 WLIW-FM. I'm Michael Mackey. A photo that's been widely circulated on social media the past couple days depicts a large white bus outside Macy's in Hampton Bays. Many have recirculated the photo, which shows a large group disembarking with suitcases and other bags and belongings. Lisa Finn reports on Patch.com that the photo has sparked an outcry on social media, many expressing concerns about the possibility that migrants have been sent from New York City to the area. Those posting commented on the new suitcases the group appeared to be carrying and the fact that cars were waiting to pick them up. Southampton Town Police Lieutenant Todd Spencer said a suspicious incident had been reported to the department Tuesday at 7:27 p.m. The reporting officer received multiple reports of a large white van unloading approximately 40 to 50 individuals with luggage in the parking lot in front of Macy's. Upon arrival, the bus was no longer on the scene, and the individuals were gone as well, said the police report. An officer interviewed a man who said that he'd seen the bus and the people, who were all picked up by cars within minutes of unloading. Police searched the area for the bus without success. Southampton Town Supervisor Maria Moore said she spoke with Southampton Town Police Chief James Kiernan, who confirmed that the passengers were dropped off by a bus at Macy's in Hampton Bays Tuesday around 7 p.m. All were picked up by private vehicles within a few minutes. "We do not know where they came from or where they were going," said Moore, "but we do know that every spring local businesses hire H-2A visa workers. We don't know if they're from another municipality." The state will soon begin major summer construction on traffic projects across Long Island, including in Old Westbury and East Hampton, Governor Kathy Hochul announced yesterday. Michael Gormley reports on Newsday.com that the projects, totaling $27 million, are scheduled to be completed in the fall. On the east end, they include replacing the T intersection in Southold of State Route 25 and Suffolk County Route 48 with a roundabout, including pedestrian access. Installing left turning lanes at the intersection of State Route 25 and Edwards Avenue in Riverhead. Pedestrian routes also will be improved. Adding left turning lanes from every direction at the intersection of State Route 114 and Stephen Hans Path in East Hampton with pedestrian access. Turning lanes in both directions will be built at the intersection of State Route 114 and Good Friend Drive to improve traffic flow onto Good Friend Drive. Drivers are warned to slow down. In the Department of Transportation work zones, fines are doubled for speeding in a work zone, and two or more convictions can result in suspension of a driver's license. A bird rare to the Northeast, a male lazuli bunting, whose sighting led to hundreds of human onlookers flocking to Flanders for a glimpse, seems to have flown the coop. "We're kind of sad about it, to be honest," said Megan Madden-Rocco, who saw the bird at her feeder over the weekend and on Monday. "We loved watching him and seeing him every day, but if he has moved on to head home, we are happy and hope he arrives safely in time for breeding season," she said, adding there were no sightings Tuesday or Wednesday. "I'm told that Monday night had perfect conditions for flight. A lot of birds were moving that night," said Madden-Rocco. Around 550 people had come to Flanders to see the lazuli bunting, which had not been seen in New York State since 1998, reports Lisa Finn on Patch. Southampton town officials and the developer of Liberty Gardens, the 50-unit affordable housing complex proposed along County Road 39 in Southampton, have agreed to a 45-day extension for the town board to issue a finding statement and determination on a change in zoning required for the project. Christopher Walsh reports on 27East.com that the extension postpones a decision by the town board on the proposal to construct the complex on 5 acres of a 9-acre property owned by the Southampton Full Gospel Church. Concern for Independent Living, which does business as Concern Housing, plans to purchase the portion of the property that it wants to use for the development, and the church would maintain its current use once the land is subdivided. The extension expires on June 9th, giving the board until that date to issue its findings statement and determination on the zone change request, Southampton Town Supervisor Maria Moore said last week. "We're still discussing it," she said of the board. "The extension was agreed to just to give us more time to work through any concerns that were still outstanding, including its traffic impact on County Road 39. On behalf of the Long Island Housing Coalition, Erase Racism, which advocates for laws and policies that eliminate racial disparities and engages the public in furthering equity and inclusion, has placed full-page advertisements in the Southampton Press to encourage approval of Liberty Gardens. An attorney acting on behalf of Amagansett Oceanfront homeowners has frozen the East Hampton Town Trustees' bank accounts, preventing the Waterways and Harbors Authority from conducting any of its duties, paying any bills, or even paying employees' salaries for the past 2 weeks. Michael Wright reports on 27East.com that it's the latest blow in the 15-year legal saga over the strip of sand, long known as Truck Beach, and has left the trustees fuming and frustrated at being left exposed to the fines related to contempt of court charges they say were the result of actions by East Hampton town officials, but which the town is legally shielded from paying. Members of the trustees paid the board secretary, Allison Fellenius, out of their own pockets for the last 2 weeks before a judge ordered on Monday, April 22nd, that the trustees are allowed to make payroll payments from their accounts. But the board remains unable to fund any of its other operations or obligations and likely will remain locked out of its accounts for at least 3 to 4 more weeks. The accounts were frozen by the trustees' bank, M&T Bank, at the behest of attorney James Catterson, one of the lawyers for the Amagansett homeowners near Truck Beach. U.S. Congressman Nick LaLota announced yesterday that he has helped secure $1 million in federal funding for Southampton Village's planned sewer district. Kaylin Riley reports on 27East.com that the village has long sought to install a sewer system as a way to improve water quality and help clean up Lake Agawam. A sewer system will not only greatly mitigate the negative environmental impacts of wastewater, but also allow the further development and economic revitalization of Southampton Village's downtown. The proposed sewer service area is projected to include 254 parcels, and the system is designed to accommodate a projected flow of 198,330 gallons per day. The median home price on Long Island rose nearly 10% during the first quarter as the region's shortage of for-sale listings deepened, boosting competition among buyers. The median sale climbed to $630,000, or 9.6% higher than the same figure a year ago, according to a report published today by real estate brokerage Douglas Elliman and appraisal firm Miller Samuel. The company's report sales separately. For the East End, Jonathan LaMantia reports on Newsday.com that in the Hamptons, the median sale during the winter months sold for $1.8 million, or 32.4% more than the same figure in the first quarter of 2023. On the North Fork, the median price increased 6.4% year over year to $995,000. It was just a year ago when it appeared higher mortgage rates had finally gotten the best of the Long Island real estate market. In the first quarter of 2023, the median price among homes on Long Island, excluding the East End, fell about 1%, marking the first time that figure had fallen compared with the previous year in a decade. But through last spring and summer, prices began rising again. In the more expensive Hamptons and North Fork markets, more listings have started to become available, and that has benefited sales. The number of Hampton sales in the first quarter increased 33% year over year, while North Fork sales climbed 18% compared with a year ago. This has been Long Island Local News on Long Island's only NPR station, WLIW-FM. I'm Michael Mackey.